Hey, it's Chaz and AJ in the morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Here are some of the best parts from today's show.
Listen to it, please. Thank you.
And please subscribe, share, like, comment, all that stuff.
All of it, please.
Thank you. You heard about this eclipse coming?
Yeah.
Connecticut schools to dismiss early because of the solar eclipse on Monday.
Why?
The Seymour Public School District announced yesterday that in light of recent advisories from the Connecticut Department of Education, on Monday, Seymour High School will dismiss at 11 a.m. The middle school will release at 11:30. And da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Oh. Who knows da-da-da-da's? You know why? It used to be in school, if there was an eclipse, they brought you outside. You did the little project there to look at the eclipse.
Yeah, you make your fancy glasses or whatever.
Right, well, you did the box.
We would do the whole thing leading up to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, the box with the hole.
With the pinhole, yeah. We did these things. Why are they not in school? Why are they leaving
now? Why don't you educate them about this? How about that? You build the day around that. Would that be too much to ask?
Right. Oh, my God, they may look up at the sky and burn their eyes.
Oh, come on.
Wow.
The eclipse expected from approximately 2:15 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. poses a risk of severe eye injury if viewed without specialized equipment.
Okay, your kid's an idiot if it looks up at the sky. Okay,
it's
called survival of the fittest, don't
we? No, well, Dr. Susan Compton, superintendent of schools for Seymour, in a letter to families said, quote, "While some may plan safe viewing with their families, ensuring the safety of our students and staff is paramount. The decision, though uncommon, aims to mitigate any potential risks."
Oh, my God.
Oh, come on.
You got to be kidding
Oxford me. Public Schools listed on its website that it, too, scheduled an early dismissal for Monday.
Why have the kids in school at all, okay? Maybe there might be a risk of an earthquake one day. Oh, my God, really?
The superintendent from Oxford, Dr. Robert Miller, sure, he's a nice guy. I can't wait to meet him. But, you know, I love these people. They want to be called doctors. I'm a doctor. It's like, yeah, okay.
Yeah, if it was in quotation marks,
yeah,
doctor.
Yeah, I know.
I'm a doctor.
I know.
Oh, come on.
I'm a genius.
No, but he makes a really good point here. Superintendent Dr. Robert Miller says, okay, what happens when you tell a kid not to do something?
They do it. They do it.
And that's basically
adults do it,
like,
too.
All right, we could tell these kids all day not to look up. But
adults do it, too.
Yeah. I have a feeling this is lawyers saying, you know what? It's not worth it.
Yeah.
If some kid damages his or her eyes on school property... Settlement.
Again, why even have school?
The science class, they make the little shoebox.
Come on!
They make the shoebox
the
pinhole.
Right.
And the kid makes
the kid
makes the pinhole too big, and now it's the teacher's fault because they didn't regulate the size of the pinhole in the box there.
Right. What size pin did you use? Looks like a nail hole. Oh, my God!
All right, let's talk to a real eye doctor right now. It's Dr. Zepos. Good morning.
Yes, good morning, guys. How are you?
Good, thank you.
I'm disappointed that Jesse the Body didn't make that top 10 list this morning.
You know,
he was a much bigger commentator in the 80s than his wrestling days, like in ring, had kind of fizzled out by that big boom explosion period of the time. But his commentary was just legendary, too.
So I also remember back then we used to walk to school uphill both ways with our box pinhole projectors.
Yes,
strapped to our...
right. In the snow.
In the snow.
In the snow, yeah.
Freezing ice.
With no shoes. Yep.
But, you know, stating that, yes, we live in a litigious world, but I think the main reason, perhaps, is because if you look at the timing of this eclipse, it starts at 2:15, and the peak of it is at around 3:30, 3:25, and that's the time when kids are getting on the bus, going home, and I think we're also going to have a lot of people on the road driving and looking at the eclipse, something that people haven't been talking about.
Okay.
I mean, just add another distracted driving reason to the list. So
you know what? Just put a disclaimer in life.
No, that's it's a good point.
This is ridiculous.
There's a lot of factors that play. You got to look at
No, I know what you're saying,
this
AJ.
This is dumb. This is so stupid. This is
we like
stupid.
AJ, so we don't want him to do that.
Not for nothing, okay? But if you can't, you know
we,
what?
We like
this
AJ
is how,
too much.
If you can't get through life,
this is how we survive, okay? The dumb people do dumb things and they're no longer with us. Okay, and the smart people move on.
Come on. on.
Everything out there is a possible risk. I could be walking along, all of a sudden a tree decides, I don't feel like being up anymore, and squashes me. Okay? All of a sudden, an unseen earthquake. Oh, my God. Ah! I get swallowed by the earth. Oh, my God, people. What?
Goodness, give that guy some Ritalin.
What the hell? What the hell? Oh, my God.
I am with you a little bit that, you know, we should just prepare for this.
It's but called surviving.
I also, you know, do you want to be that person who's like, yeah, we have 11 kids now saying they have problems.
And now, say no
and now it's legally and medically on us.
Yeah, what's going to happen next? Let's say, you know, my child was denied that, you know, learning about the eclipse, blah, blah, blah. And now I'm going to sue you guys because they, you didn't teach them.
That won't happen.
You know what? No matter what, you're not going to satisfy everybody. So let the folks who are smart survive and the ones who are stupid keep going.
I think it's difficult to call it at 11. Like, why go through the process of starting the buses, loading the kids up, rolling them into school?
Just call
everyone
school
loads
entirely.
Into school. And then it's like, okay, you just got settled. Back on the bus. Here
right,
we go.
Right.
I think just call. Make up at the end of the year.
Yeah, okay.
You know, this is just beyond stupid. It really is. I'm flabbergasted.
The hysteria is crazy, though. Supposedly, people are saying the end of the world's coming. I've even heard my son mention something about this that he saw online somewhere, and I just told him to shut it off. But there's a lot of problems that can occur with direct staring into the sun.
Right.
And it's called solar retinopathy. Basically, you burn your retina, you fry your retina. And if you don't know what the retina is, it's a sensitive layer in the back of the eye that is sensitive to light. And just a few moments of exposure, like even a glance at the sun, can cause damage. And obviously, the more you look at it, the likelihood of getting permanent damage is very, very, very high. And there really is no effective treatment for this. So once you burn your retinas, there's no turning back. So
it's getting angrier and angrier as you speak.
Oh, my God. You know, this never changed the entire
time in life.
That's why I
don't want AJ to on Monday.
Okay.
At the very least, wear those glasses. There's special sunglasses. Do not use sunglasses.
Okay.
Do not use a welder's
mask. Let me ask you a couple of things.
Right.
The danger of looking at the sun during the eclipse, is it any different than the danger of looking at the sun any other day?
There really isn't.
Okay. All right. Okay. There you go, everybody.
Right.
Everything you need to know.
You survived last summer.
It's just
summer.
Like every other day.
Right.
You don't stare at the sun.
Right.
The reason why everyone's nervous is because it takes a while for this eclipse to happen.
Yeah.
And you kind of want to watch it. You kind of want to watch like, oh, it looks like the sun's being put out.
Yeah.
Chaz, let me clarify that. So we're going to be in the path of totality, but we're only going to get 90% of the path of totality. So we're right at the fringe. So people are making a mad dash to upstate New York, Vermont, New Hampshire, Maine to see this. So they're going to be overwhelmed with traffic up there. I think they're shutting down their schools. Cell phone towers are going to be overwhelmed. So people are going to get lost because there's going to be so much more traffic than the roads and the towers can handle. So people have to prepare ahead of time for that.
Right.
When you have 100% of the sun blocked, obviously you can look at it. You've seen people do this, but that only lasts for a few moments, like a few minutes. So I recommend don't do it. A safer approach, if you really want to be safe, is to make one of those little box pinhole projectors. They're all over YouTube and online, and you just need a shoebox, a piece of paper, aluminum foil, a little like pin just to poke a hole through. And when you're looking at the sun, you have to use your back against the sun. So don't stare into it. Use your back and let the sun project onto the piece of paper in the shoebox. I know many of your listeners and yourselves have probably seen these things or even made it for the last eclipse we had.
I just don't think it's the best way.
Right. Not for nothing, but most kids have their face buried in their phone. Then I can look up.
Phones are not good either.
You're right. They're going to watch the eclipse on their phone.
But, oh, my God, look.
Hey,
there's going to be a lot of very upset parents when kids try to video the sun, the solar eclipse with their phones, because you'll fry your phone.
Yeah.
You need special solar filters for cameras, telescopes.
Is that right?
Because whatever you use, it's very important that you get a certified.
Oh, come on.
Wow.
A lot of sites online you can look, like the American Astronomical Society or NASA. I know the American Astronomical Society has a list of approved vendors for these solar eclipse glasses. I already have patients contacting me asking me, are these sunglasses good? Are these good?
Yeah.
Should I do this?
Right.
So I recommend they go online, make sure that the sunglasses they bought that are approved for the solar eclipse are listed in that list. If they're not, there's a lot of fraud out there, and there's people that want to harm everyone. So.
Okay, a couple things. We have Dr. Zippos. Did I say that right?
Got it, yes.
Nice. Look at
okay.
You.
Well, he sent me a file yesterday.
Oh.
Zippos.
Zippos.
He's an eye doctor.
Yes.
Out of Seymour.
Right.
And Jim Zoe's brother.
Right.
From Zoe's Pizza.
By the way, I can make a better pizza than Jim. Just don't tell him that.
That sounds like a challenge.
Sounds like a challenge to me. I'll be the judge.
Okay, so a couple of things here. One, you said that cell phones pointed at this to record it could potentially fry.
Yeah.
That's great. So that's Tuesday morning's dumbass news story.
Yep.
How many phones got singed.
Right.
And then there are a lot of these glasses, like homemade ways to make the glasses. How do you find which ones will really work?
So if you go on the American Astronomical Society website.
Okay.
I'll have it. The ass right. site?
What about welder's goggles?
Not suggested, because they're just not dark enough for the sun.
Really?
The sun has... visible infrared, ultraviolet.
Oh, damn it. That's wow. How I was going to do it.
Oh.
And some people may say, well, let me just get 3 or 4 pairs of sunglasses and double them up. Or lenses out of sunglasses and put one on top of the other on top of the other. I wouldn't do that. I'm, in fact, not going to sit there and watch it. I may make myself a little box pinhole projector. That's what I did the last one. And it's kind of cool because you see an image of the sun on a piece of paper. There's a lot of people that I heard are traveling to upstate New York, so that's interesting.
Yeah.
It is hysteria. It's interesting.
Okay.
The only place I have...
The welding glasses, I'm just so... It's,
no. Back to
that's
my drawing board.
I'm back to my drawing board.
Yeah. The only advice I have is the same way you survived the last eclipse.
When was the last one?
It was.
I think it was 2017, but don't quote me on that.
Yeah. Right, but the same way you survived last time, do it again.
Doc, yeah. Thanks for coming on. Appreciate you. A Florida woman was caught shoplifting from a Walmart, and she claimed she was just playing a really fun game called 21.
Oh, okay.
Has anyone heard of this game?
Never. There's a card game, 21. That's about it.
It's where you steal as much as you can and dump it in a random car.
Oh, wow. That sounds like fun. We should try that later.
I just happened to dump it in my car
because
it was open.
It was random.
How many other crimes can you try to get away with it while still passing it off as a game?
Yeah.
There's just so many prizes with this game.
Right.
That's right. The prize for the game is you get to keep all the stuff you got away.
I'd rather be a recipient of the random car.
That wasn't assault, officer. I was playing UFC.
Right. Exactly right. Yeah. I was playing shooting gallery.
I'm not drunk driving.
Right.
I'm playing Defy Gravity.
Exactly right. Yes. I'm playing beer goggles. It's fun.
This is beer goggles.
Beer goggles, right.
It's car slalom. It's a new event. I have to weave in and out of all the lines.
Right. Officer, I'm going as fast as I can.
Yeah, I'm not speeding. I'm playing how fast can I get home?
I'm playing speeder.
I'm playing beat the clock.
Right.
I love that game, Pickpocket.
Right. No, I'm not smuggling drugs. I'm playing Where Can You Find It? Guess where it is?
She ended up getting arrested for drug trafficking.
Oops.
There she is being talked to by police.
We're doing an investigation right now. Apparently somebody walked out with a
car. Put it in a random car?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was me.
Okay. Would you come over by the car with us?
Whose car is it?
I don't know.
Me neither.
So where's all your stuff you took out of the store? And
I just put it in a random car that was open.
In a random car that was open?
Yeah.
For what?
Because y'all were coming and I just ran up to the car and put it on. It's a payment out of replay. It's called
Hold it.
Because you were coming and I got rid of it.
Right.
Right.
I think she's making excuses.
It's a game we play. It's called I'm Almost Caught.
It's a game called 21.
Right.
We steal stuff and then put it in random cars.
Yeah, it's named after how many months you'll get in prison.
I picked this car because I saw you coming.
Right.
Nobody told me there's going to be consequences.
This is great.
Wow.
Go ahead.
Because y'all were coming, and I just ran up to the car and put on, it's a payment every play. It's called 21. It's basically like you go and steal on the field and you get out without getting caught. So, well, I did it one other time than this time, but I got caught this time. So now I got to figure out where my purse is and where my merchandise is, because now I got to give all my merchandise back to Walmart. Well, it's not really a game.
Yeah,
it is a game.
It's theft.
To you, that's theft. It's fun, too. It's really fun. Oh, going to jail is fun.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine dating this person?
Yep.
I wasn't cheating on you. I was playing a game.
Right. It's called the
how many penises I could touch? It's not a game. It's game, called cheating.
It's a game called Who Can Satisfy Me?
It's not cheating if those are the rules of the game that I'm playing.
Right.
I have 300 points.
Touch a million penises in 1 year.
I did it 6 other times. Last week.
Yeah, no, it was fine. I just didn't get caught. You caught me this time.
Right.
Oh, come on.
All right, next headline. Man named Batman was arrested for DUI. But he was just playing a game.
Right.
It's called, Christian name?
I'm the Cape Crusader.
Yeah. I'm Batman.
I'm Batman.
I'm still waiting for that parody because the last Batman movie was so friggin' dark.
Right.
Like, you can't get any darker, so you just turn all the lights out. Right. You don't even need sets. You need nothing.
I can't see.
Yeah. Where's that friggin' light switch? Ow.
Ouch. I need an ambulance.
I shouldn't have stared at the eclipse so long.
That's right.
I feel my, Batman I feel looking my, at the eclipse.
I feel my leg protruding through my skin.
I can't see a damn thing now. Where's the Batmobile? I can't find my car.
I can't find my keys. Ouch.
Damn it.
Where am I right now? Who am I? Batman.
Oh, man, I have to go number two. In this stupid suit.
I really gotta pee so badly right now.
Shouldn't have had all that hot chicken.
Maybe I should have. Should have an escape portal.
Can you imagine being Batman, like having like something really hot, and then, damn it, I gotta suit up. You just sit down, like, oh my God, I gotta go to the. Damn it, bat light. Gotta go.
Hey, a quick release on this damn outfit.
I better take the bat Imodium IB.
Oh, thank God. Thank God I've got this long cape to wipe with.
That's right, he would have a pill on his belt. For right. I need my bat pill.
Give me my Pepto Bismol.
Uh-oh, I took the wrong pill. Now it's getting tight in the front.
Not the blue one. Not the blue one.
Someone's going to have to slide down the bat pole.
Where's Catwoman?
Jimmy Koplik, Live Nation on the show now. Good morning, sir.
I'm glad my bit isn't called Dumbass Questions.
Right.
Although every once in a while it could be, I guess.
Never.
Before we get into concert announcements and updates and questions from the tribe, I don't know if you were just listening, but we're taking on a Make-A-Wish kid and hopefully making a wish come true for Cameron, who's 6, lives in Guilford, has leukemia. Her mom, Courtney, is a school teacher there, and they found out last year, and they've been fighting it ever since. And Cameron has a wish to have a tiny house in her backyard
She
could spend time with her sister and make videos. And she loves Taylor Swift.
Yes.
So tomorrow, if we raise $10,000, AJ's going to terrorize Guilford singing Taylor Swift songs.
Yes.
Does he know any Taylor Swift songs?
You know any Taylor Swift songs?
Well, that one you just played there with the player's going to hate, and the Shake It Off one, that one.
You know that? Okay.
I know that one.
All right. Let's hear it. I go on too many dates. This is great so far.
Well, I don't have the lyrics in front of me.
That's
what people say.
Are you going to sing it in that high voice?
No, no, I don't know. Yeah, I haven't decided yet. They probably sound worse, but like, yo.
Yeah.
And I got to work on that. If they think they're going to be high pitch or low.
So you're going to sing Taylor Swift songs because Cameron's favorite artist is Taylor Swift.
I think he should dress like Taylor Swift.
Jimmy.
Maybe a sparkly cowboy hat?
Sparkling cowboy hat. Okay, yeah. I'll do a sparkling cowboy hat.
She started as a country artist.
Right.
Yes.
Right,
yes.
Okay. All right, a cowboy hat, yeah, sure. But I'm not putting on a skirt and I'm not putting on go-go boots.
I don't think that would be appropriate.
It would not be. No, thank you.
What he wears at home should not be outside.
Can we get your go-go flip-flops?
Jimmy, you said you'd never tell. Got your back!
All right, so we'll get you like a Taylor Swift t-shirt.
Okay. Okay, I'll do a shirt and a hat.
Jimmy, what was Taylor Swift's big concert, like tour name?
The Eras Tour, E-R-A-S.
Eras. Huh? Oh, this could be the Errors.
Oh, it's, but trust me, it's going to be a huge error tour. Yeah, we're going global in this one.
Not huge. So Swift Errors Tour.
Yeah, not so. I'm not so Swift.
Yeah,
yes.
You're not so.
I'm not so Swift, yes.
You're Taylor's brother, not so.
Hey, not so. How you doing? Yes.
Okay, so we'll be looking for $10,000.
On that one family member just told me.
We already got $1,000 from Bob at Premier Subaru.
Yes, thank you, sir.
Thank you. And
yes.
We'll open up the phones later to take some donations. And there we go.
Yep.
Well, I will tell you, I met her one time only. It was way back in 2009 when we had her at Mohegan Sun.
Uh-huh.
And I thought she was too nice to get too big.
Really?
Yeah, she was so nice. She was really normal, and most stars are not normal. That's what makes them stars. They're not normal.
Yeah.
Right.
She was just too normal. She was like the girl from, at that point, she lived in Rhode Island, but she was like the girl from Rhode Island.
Right.
And I was wrong.
That's that is interesting.
Say. That's what people say. Hey. That's what people say.
No, but I know what you're saying. It's the same in politics and really almost any business. You know, you got to have some...
I call it grit.
Grit. That's a great word for it.
I call it grit because it sort of encompasses everything that is in them that makes them big. Sometimes it's arrogance. Sometimes it's this intense need to fulfill your needs and your desires. It's grit. It's really grit.
Gotcha. Right. Sometimes stupidity like me. That's what people say.
Mm-hmm. I love it. The Errors Tour.
The Errors Tour, not
coming
so Swift.
To Guilford tomorrow. We'll line up some spots.
Get ready for a huge error.
You should have a guitar, too. I know you can't play, but you know you should walk around with a guitar.
Good
and,
idea
and a
weapon.
A sparkly... cowboy hat.
Okay.
Not too cowboy. Just like...
Yeah.
Not like Marlboro Man cowboy.
No. It's going to be like Taylor Swift cowboy.
Taylor Swift cowboy.
Gotcha, right.
Cowgirl.
Right.
Cowboy. Okay. Greg in New Haven, what's your question?
Hi, good morning. Yeah, King Crimson is doing this thing with Steve Vai and the drummer from Tool and Adrian Belew. Are they touring? Will they get them into Connecticut or...
Yeah, I first saw that yesterday. I think it's called The Beat or something like that.
The Beat.
Yeah.
We're going to look into it today. I actually saw it on Facebook last night.
Nice.
I didn't know about it. So I'll look into it
Thank
today.
You. Yeah.
That's, I love the, you know, the hunting aspect to this.
Yeah.
You'll hear something, see something, then call an agent or a manager.
Yeah.
That's why, you know, it's happened a lot here on the show. Folks have called in questions.
Right.
And Jimmy said, I'll let you know. And then the next thing you know, he's on a week or two later saying, they're coming. Boom.
Yep. Because Connecticut's never on the first run. You know, they take Boston, New York, Philadelphia, you know, the big cities. And they never think of Connecticut. So it's important for us promoters in Connecticut to chase. We chase.
Speaking of that, Rentschler Field, that tour, how did that go?
It went very well. We're working with the box office at the XL Center, which also runs Rentschler Field, and we're going to put numbers together, and hopefully things will work out.
Nice.
You know, it won't be fit until next year.
Right.
So we have time.
What do you think you would need to do to that place?
We don't really need to do something. What we need to do is make sure the expenses are low enough because the capacity is so low. It's only about 32,000 seats. It's a very small stadium. You know, the Meadows, Xfinity across the river is 25,000.
Oh.
So we already have a big amphitheater, but there are some tours that go out that just play stadiums. And if they just play stadiums, we want to be on the list.
Right. We got one.
And if you had like a Guns N' Roses touring, do you think that Rentschler is big enough to pull them in?
Yes, they do.
Nice.
Wow.
Cool.
Yes. Wow.
Fingers crossed.
That's great. I got to get to that Aerosmith question in a second. Bill in Wallingford.
Hey, how's it going? I got a quick.
What is it?
Hello.
Oh, the mortgage, right? I'm sorry.
You're clicking in and out. Bill, I'm going to come back to you because it sounds like you're having some issues.
Yes.
Dave in Milford.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Hey.
March of 1986, Black Sabbath played in New Haven. However, 2 days earlier, I think in Philadelphia or Pittsburgh, they fired then-singer Glenn Hughes. Did you get any calls about the show maybe not going on? What do you remember about that event, my friend?
I don't remember a damn thing about it.
But that was a very well-prepared question.
Yeah, I don't know.
That is a great... It sounded like a question from a reporter.
It really did.
Yeah, really. Wait, Glenn Hughes got fired?
Yeah, apparently, yeah.
Oh, yeah. He got drunk backstage or something. A roadie had to punch him out. He broke his nose. He couldn't sing or anything.
Wow.
He could sing, but it just went down right.
I mean, getting drunk backstage was a normal thing at the New Haven Coliseum.
It was a requirement.
That's for sure.
It was a requirement.
Yeah, that's right. It was part of the gig.
You're sober? No, you can't go out yet.
I mean, we had Ozzy Osbourne in Springfield in 86, but I don't remember Black Sabbath playing in 86. Oh, there it is. Black Sabbath, Anthrax, and Wasp.
Wow.
March 29th, 86. Well, the show went on. Tickets were $14.50.
Great deal.
But nice. I don't know who would sing lead. I don't see anybody could come in and sing lead on 2 days' notice. Just hard to believe that's possible.
Right.
Yeah.
It was a guy named Ray Gillian, and I think he went out
with...
Oh, Ray Gillian.
Deep Purple.
Yeah, from Deep Purple.
Ray Gillian.
That's Ian Gillan.
Ian Gillan. Ray Gillian actually was from New Jersey. He was in a lot of Long Island bands, and he went to Sabbath, and then eventually had, what was it, Outlaws, and what was that? Had another one, sort of Outlaws, Outbands, something like that. I can't remember the name of it.
Oh, Badlands.
Badlands, that was Badlands. It. Thank you. Okay. Thank you.
Right. Now, did you ever hear the follow-up with Badlands or anything?
Now we're getting deep into the weeds here.
Seriously, yeah.
No, well, that's a Bruce Springsteen.
Dave, you know too much.
Yeah.
You're too smart.
No problem. We'll talk about it one other day, my friend.
All right. Thank you, Dave. I love great questions, though. Jimmy, have you ever been backstage? And I know we talked about this with the Eagles. Joe Walsh was so screwed up. Various things had to happen to get him to go out on stage. But have you ever been... at another show, maybe at the New Haven Coliseum, and you saw the artists so out of their minds that you thought the show might not happen?
Yes, I have.
Oh.
So many you can't remember? Or...
Well, I remember Steven Tyler very, very well.
Yeah.
Could not believe he could get on stage. It was up in Springfield, and they literally dragged him into the building. He's like he was Weekend at Bernie's.
Wow.
But he got on stage and he ended up being Steven Tyler on stage. It was remarkable.
Just had music done.
He was at home on stage.
Flower. Yeah.
He just got to it on stage. I couldn't believe it.
His wife's light and portable.
Wow. And then there was Jerry Garcia that I didn't think he'd get on stage that didn't get on stage at the Coliseum.
He didn't get on stage.
Right. No, we had to postpone the show.
Wow.
But he wasn't screwed up.
Didn't you?
He had a bad cold.
Oh, that's right. You said you had to go out and make the announcement, right?
I had to go out and make the announcement. I was scared to do it because being a person who loves the dead themselves, I was scared to do it because I knew everybody thought the show was going to start at 7:30 and it was already 8 o'clock. So enough people in the audience had probably dropped their acid. And I was a little afraid that I was going to speak in front of 10,000 people that were tripping. So I was real nervous about it. So I went over to, Bobby Weir. And I said to Bobby, will you come up and stand next to me? And that way, I don't think they'll throw anything at me because they'll think they'll hit you.
Right.
They'll gladly hit me.
Good tactic.
Nobody's going to want to hit you. He said, no, I'm too scared to go on stage.
Wow, really?
You're the promoter. I said, well, there's nothing to promote tonight. I'm not making any money tonight. I'm really not your promoter tonight.
Right.
I'm your scared friend.
I'm a guy losing money. All right, well, shoot.
I'm losing money. You're right. I had to pay the whole place to get set up. So I went over to Mickey Hart, who was my closest friend in the band. I asked Mickey if he'd do it, and he said, sure, no problem.
Nice.
We're walking towards the stage, and we pass Bobby, and Mickey asked Bobby. Bobby goes, sure, no problem.
Really?
I go, oh, this is great. I'm not that friendly with Bobby, clearly. And we go up on stage, and the announcement has been played on your show a number of times. And Bobby did most of the talking, which was the weirdest thing in the world, and then handed over the mic to me to give the instructions. But he explained that Jerry wasn't feeling well, which he wasn't. And that.
But was he not feeling well because of
No, he had a chemicals? Terrible cold. He had a terrible cold. We had a humidifier in the room. We had a doctor with him, and he just couldn't sing.
Wow. So you had the perfect opportunity right there. Everybody's tripping, right? Just say, what are you guys doing here? The concert's tomorrow.
You're right.
There's a lot of stories like that. I've had friends.
Oh, my God. We did it again.
I've had friends show up at shows.
Right.
And they're like, the parking lot seems empty.
Right.
Wait. Well, look at your ticket. Oh, the show was last night.
Right. Yeah, the perfect opportunity. We're all tripping out. What are you guys doing here? It's tomorrow.
The show is tomorrow.
Yeah,
I should have said, did you enjoy the show?
Even better. That was great, wasn't it?
Wasn't that awesome?
That was amazing.
One more time for the day. Woo! Come on.
They left.
I'm going to send you the announcement if you ever want to play it. I'll send you
the announcement. Yeah, Phil usually pulls it up when you're... When you talk about this, it's hysterical for a guy who didn't even want to go out on stage. Yeah. He took the whole announcement and did it.
Yeah, it was remarkable. I couldn't believe it. And he's such a nice guy, you know, Bobby. He's such a nice guy that I was so disappointed that he wouldn't help me out. I thought it was dangerous, to tell you the truth. I didn't want to do it, but I just texted you an announcement and emailed it to you if you ever want to play it.
Okay, thank you. And speaking of Steven Tyler... people have been asking Aerosmith, any news?
It's my never-ending quest. I'm not too hopeful about it. I actually counted the number of times I promoted Aerosmith in Springfield and in Connecticut, and it's 43 times.
Wow.
So I went to our touring division. I said, you know, I don't think Aerosmith's played any other market, any other state other than Massachusetts, than the Connecticut market, which is Springfield down to New Haven. More. And... I'm not getting any good answers, so we'll see what happens.
Wow. Bill in Wallingford.
Hey, sorry about the bad connection earlier. I was walking out of the building.
Oh, no problem.
Total Mortgage Arena, Jimmy, you take care of that too, right?
Sometimes. Not all shows. All right. Not all shows. Most of the shows, but not all shows.
Gotcha. I'm not sure how... I know you remember a lot, but a couple of years ago, like 2 years ago... I had messaged you on Facebook about possibly getting an artist to come up, and you had responded relatively quickly, and I'll admit it was a couple beers deep.
Is there a question somewhere in here, Bill?
Yes. So you had gotten the artist to come up, and I just want to let you know that I did get engaged at that show, front row, in front of the artist. He ended up giving a bunch of stuff to us and everything. I just wanted to know if... you're able to bring him back or something. 2 weeks ago, I was able to bring him back.
Man, you are a stalker. Who's the artist?
Any more stuff?
No, it's somebody we've been listening to for a while. It's a country artist, Cody Johnson. But I just wanted to thank you. If you had anything to do with that, that was one of the great...
Right, hold on. I'm going to do this for you, Bill. All right, so you pitched this show to Jimmy. Jimmy ends up getting the guy to come in. You probably asked Jimmy if... you know, you could do some kind of proposal thing, and Jimmy probably said...
Oh, no, I didn't even text him.
Really?
No,
okay.
It just happened. Yeah.
Even better. So then you got good seats, you do your proposal, he sees it on stage, gives you all kinds of stuff, and then now you're asking Jimmy to bring him back.
Yeah, if there's any chance that he'll come back or anything, if it comes on the radar, I'm sure, you know, maybe sooner down the road or anything. But
all right, I got it.
I just wanted to thank you and ask if it's possible in the future.
So thank you, and are you bringing him back?
Who's the artist?
Cody.
Cody Johnson.
Yeah.
Cody Johnson?
Yeah.
Not sure, to tell you the truth. Don't really know. I mean, Cody Jinks we're bringing back, but I don't know about Cody Johnson.
Yeah, no, I went to that concert too, Cody Jinks. That was actually pretty good. But no, I just wanted to thank you and ask you if you're bringing him back, but I appreciate it.
Yep, no.
All right, Bill.
Not on the road at this point.
Wants to do a baby reveal next.
That's probably what it is.
Like, sometimes
now we want to kind of get married during the show.
Next couple months.
We're going to have the baby at the show.
Right.
And... Then we're going to get divorced at the show. All right, Bill. Thank you, man.
All right, thank you, guys.
Hey, man. Be good.
That's a super fan of concerts.
Yeah.
No, it was very nice.
Yeah. That's what, you know, when you start building your life around the show, like, we're going to go to the show, we're going to get engaged, and we're going to...
Right.
Yeah. Marge in Richfield, what's your question for Jimmy?
I wanted to know, was he at the Billy Joel show last Thursday?
Oh, good question.
No, but my girlfriend was mad we weren't at the show last Thursday, because when Sting showed up, she was very upset that when she heard Sting showed up. But,
oops.
Yeah, really. No, we're going to go to his birthday show May 9th, his 75th birthday show on May 9th.
Ninth.
And then I'll certainly see his final show.
I was there, and we're also going in July for the last show, but I thought that...
Bragger!
Wow.
Good for you. Good for you.
I thought that the band totally overplayed him, and I didn't know whether it was because it was going to be aired on television.
What do you mean by overplayed them? I don't know what you mean by that.
Like... There was the background music was so much louder than we've ever heard before that it was almost hard to hear him.
To hear Sting?
Are you trying to drown him out?
No, to hear Billy.
Oh,
interesting.
Hmm.
I can't imagine, and not that I know much about TV, but I can't imagine that would be the reason. I mean, everything is mic'd, and the music that TV will be playing comes off the soundboard. So I don't understand that. I mean, you're right. It's on TV a week from Sunday, April 14th. And I'm looking forward to seeing the show. But and we also are hoping that Billy will come to Connecticut finally now that the residency is over.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah. And you know who else I met? I met Jim Kerr, the legendary Jim Kerr from the New York station.
Q104. He's been on every station.
Yeah, he's so 50 years.
Started in New York, I think, when he was like 15 or 16 years old.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember him way back on, was it PLJ?
Yeah.
I mean, boring as hell now.
Cool. Right, but...
But, you know,
I like PLR better.
Yeah, right, me too.
Right.
The station you're listening to right now.
Oh, my God. What a freaking bragger, Marge. I don't know if I like you. Like, I'm going to this show. I'm going to that show. I went to this show. What about this other radio guy?
I'm using Ozzy's phone
off
right now.
The air. Just kidding, Marge.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I brag about knowing she has an AJ.
Right. That's right. All right, Marge.
Okay, thanks.
It sounds like it was a great show. And, so you got Sting and Jerry Seinfeld came out.
Yeah.
It's a good night.
Yep. Raise a banner.
And when are you going, Jimmy? For his 100th?
His 75th birthday is May 9th.
75th. That'll
and
be good.
We were all born, Billy and I, and actually Bruce Springsteen and a number of other people I know are all born the same year. So I like to, if I get to see the artist on his birthday, I try to go to the show.
That's great.
So, and then I'll go to the final show.
The final one is going to be bananas.
Yeah.
It's probably just a cavalcade of... artists.
Yep. Like a conga line.
He won't appreciate it because I'll be on my knees begging for a Connecticut show, but that's all right.
This last guy is on his knees over
Who's
Jimmy?
This guy who won't let go of my leg?
Right.
All right. Before we let you go, here is Jimmy on stage November 25th, 1978 with Bob Weir. First, you'll hear Bob Weir on stage at the New Haven Coliseum telling the audience, who've probably already dropped acid, that the show wasn't going to happen.
Some bad news. Garcia's real sick. He has pneumonia. He's in a respirator right now. We can't get him out of bed. And we're not going to be able to play tonight, but we will be able to come back. I think maybe on Monday. So we're going to turn you over. There's nothing we can do.
Can I just stop this for a second? I love how... Once the crowd starts getting excited, like, and not in the best way, we're going to turn you over to Jimmy.
Yeah, okay. We're going to go run backstage now.
Yeah, I'm good. Now, right. I don't want to hear any of these boos. Right, I'll get a turn. Here, Jimmy.
The bus is running.
If you'll listen to Jimmy here for a minute, he'll be able to tell you all about refunds and rescheduling.
Okay, you have to understand, Jerry is very sick. And we'll be back. We'd like to play for you.
We'll be back if you still want us.
Thank you. We'll be back. You better believe it.
Okay, let me tell you real quickly. We're working on Monday, December 4 right now.
We're holding this building right now from Monday, December 4th. We're also holding the Springfield Civic Center in case something screws up for Monday, December 4th. You won't be charged for parking. They will not charge you when you leave here if you park in the garage or the
Hold it. I have to dump on. That guy was loud. You had to give all the hard information. See, social media,
right.
Now you just post it and boom, it's done.
Right.
Here, you have to tell these people before they leave, hey, we're hold this date.
Yeah.
And it could be here, it could be there.
Right. That guy was a tour manager, by the way.
And we're not charging for That was Jim Kerr.
Right.
All right. Thank you, Jimmy. Appreciate you, brother.
Okay.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.